Entering the assembly, Ravana immediately ordered the Rakshasas to mobilize for battle. Without further discussion, they began preparations for war. Meanwhile, Vibhishan's wife, Sarama, came to console Sita. She had already befriended her at Ravana's urging, for Ravana did not wish Sita to die prematurely out of grief. Sarama then said, "I was hiding behind a nearby bush, and I could hear everything Ravana had spoken. And I can assure you that Ram is not dead, for the head you saw was created by a Rakshasa conjurer's trick. In truth, Ram has arrived at Lanka with Lakshman and the army of monkeys, and they are now preparing to attack Ravana. So that is why Ravana has just left here in such an agitated state. Ravana knows that he is unable to defeat Ram and the monkey heroes under his protection. Even from here, I can hear the Rakshasas making preparations. Soon, there will be a great war between the two armies. Oh, Sita, do not worry, for Ram will defeat Ravana without a doubt. If you would like to give Ram a message, I can deliver it for you." Sita was greatly relieved to hear Sarama's assurance, and so she requested her, "Oh, Sarama, please try to learn what Ravana's plans are. Is he going to fight with Ram, or will he return me to Ram?" Sarama then went out, and while remaining hidden, overheard Ravana's conversation with his ministers. She then returned to Sita and reported, "As I listened, many of Ravana's elder ministers advised Ravana to return you to Ram, describing Ram's unlimited prowess and that of Lakshman as well. Why, even Ravana's mother urged him to make peace with Ram. However, Ravana has remained adamant. Therefore, I can understand that he will only give you up at the time of his death." Even as the meeting was going on, Ravana could hear the sound of conch shells, drums, and other noises from the monkeys. Then, Malyavan, Ravana's maternal grandfather, said, "Oh, my son, a wise king never fights with an enemy who has superior strength. Therefore, I advise you to return Sita to Ram and establish peaceful relations with him. Otherwise, you may rest assured that virtue, having taken the form of your enemy, will conquer over your evil self. Because you have persecuted the great rishis, the power of their austerity is now aimed at you for your destruction. And furthermore, the benedictions you received from Lord Brahma did not give you immunity from death at the hands of human beings or monkeys. Oh, Ravana, you should carefully consider the dangerous position you now find yourself. And you should heed my advice, my dear grandson, for many inauspicious signs have already become visible, indicating the destruction of Lanka. Clouds are pouring down showers of hot blood. Our horses and elephants have tears in their eyes, and carnivorous animals freely enter the gardens of Lanka, crying out ominously. In their dreams, the citizens see black women with yellow teeth plundering their houses and standing before them and laughing at them. Dogs are eating the sacrificial offerings, and different species of animals are seen mating with each other. It seems time personified, appearing in a huge black form with a shaven head is now peering into all the houses of Lanka morning and evening. O Ravana, I do consider Ram to be Lord Vishnu himself, now appearing in the form of a human being. So you must immediately go and surrender unto him, thus rid yourself from this impending calamity. But Ravana could not accept this good advice, my dear Sita. Instead, he angrily replied, "You are a rascal, taking the side of the enemy. Oh, you seem very eager to glorify the prowess of Ram, but what do you think of me? You must be praising the enemy because you are envious of me, or because you have been won over to the other side. Or perhaps you are even afraid of Ram. But I can assure you that you will soon witness the death of Ram by my own hands." O Sita, Malyavan remained silent for a time. Then, after offering respects to the king, retired to his quarters. Ravana then made arrangements for Lanka's defense. He posted Prahasta at the eastern gate, Mahaparshva and Mahodara at the southern gate, Indrajit at the western gate, Shuka and Sarana and himself at the northern gate, and Virupaksha in the city's center. Then Ravana dismissed his ministers and retired to the inner quarters of his palace.